This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Hava, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Mesachas Ksuba, Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. We begin Kuf Zayin Amar Beis in the Mishnah, four lines on the bottom. On Daf Kuf Daon Amar Beis, we brought a machlokes between Chanan and other Tanoim, where the Gemara discussed an interesting case by Shnei Dayani Gezerois, Admon and Chanan. Chanan said two things, and Admon that were disputed, and Admon said seven things. And one of the things Chanan said is somebody who goes overseas and the wife is Toivea Mezoinois, Chanan says she has to swear only for her ksuba but not for Mezoinois, and the Chachamim disagreed. And now we have another halacha that Chanan said. Mishal Chum Dina Sayam. A guy who goes overseas. He says, she wakes up in the morning, he's gone. She needs food, she needs support. So a guy, a stranger, knocks on her door. A guy gets up and he supports this runaway husband's wife. Very nice of him. Chanan said he lost his money. Nobody has to pay him back. She didn't ask him to support her. He didn't. The husband didn't say, please support my wife. The guy offered on his own. So if I go and I give you benefit and you didn't ask for it, you can't charge me. You know, it's like, now the thing is, you could charge someone. If you go and you plant fruit trees in someone's estate, you're allowed to, the halacha is, you are allowed to charge them a certain amount. How much? Let's say, you know, if let's say I plant a tree or I fix something, it's I could charge you a very cheap rate for what I did for you. But in this case, this supporter did not give a tangible benefit to the husband. Basically, what he did is he paid the husband's debt. The husband has a financial responsibility to support the wife. He's sort of indebted to his wife, and a guy came along and paid off that debt. So he's not giving the husband who ran away a tangible benefit. He's merely removing a financial responsibility that he had. So that is not something that could be charged for. So you might ask, well, the woman should have to pay this benefactor because the woman received a tangible benefit. Well, not quite, because the woman was A, owed that benefit from her husband, and B, she's not her own entity. She's subsumed in the entity of the husband. So Chanan says the benefactor lost his money. Ibed es ma'isav, he lost his money. Nechleku alav b'nei kaihanim gedoilim. The sons of kaihanim gedoilim argued on Chanan. V'amun, they said, Yishava kama hoitzi v'yital. He will swear how much he spent, and he'll collect it from the husband. Meaning, even though the person, even though this benefactor did this on his own, and nobody asked him to do this, and he didn't give a tangible benefit, he just spared the husband from a debt, so nevertheless, he's allowed to get payment for that. Okay. Amar Rav Dosi ben Hyrcanus, Rav Dosi ben Hyrcanus said, Kidevrayam, like the words of the B'nai Kaihanim Gedoilim, that the benefactor could swear and he could collect. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yafe Amar Chanan. Chanan said, good. Why? He niach ma'oisav al keren hatzvi. It's like someone who puts money on the horn of a deer. If you put money on the horn of a deer, you'll never see it again. So too, if you randomly go and you tell a woman, hey, it's okay, your husband's not here, I'll support you, it's like you're tossing your money in the garbage. And there's no way for you to be repaid. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Tnan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there in Masechta Nedarim, so it's already prepping us for Masechta Nedarim. Hamudar Hanomei Chaveray. If someone is usher with a neder to get Hana from his friend, meaning Ruvain took a neder that Shimon cannot benefit from his estate, or Shimon took a neder that he can't get Hana from Ruvain. So the halacha is shoykel es shikla. Even though Shimon cannot get hana from Reuven, Reuven could pay Shimon's responsibility to give a machzas hashekel. Even though Shimon's not to get hana from Reuven, Reuven could pay Shimon's machzas hashekel. As we're going to see, because by paying Shimon's machzas hashekel, you're not really doing anything for him. You're doing a mitzvah for him. And it's not like, what does the machzas hashekel go for? It goes for everyone is responsible to give a half a shekel, so everyone has a share in bringing karbanos. But even if you don't donate a machzas hashekel, they'll still bring the karbanos for you anyway. So it's not like Reuven, by giving the machzas hashekel to Shimon, is benefiting Shimon at all. He's just doing a mitzvah for him. And even had that mitzvah not be done for him, he would still have a share in the karbanos. Upayreya es chayvai. Reuven could pay off Shimon's debt. Now that certainly sounds like chanan, that when you pay off a debt, you're not giving someone a benefit. That's why chanan said in the Mishnah that if somebody comes and pays the woman and supports the woman, then he cannot go collect from the husband because he did not provide the husband a benefit. So this din sounds like what chanan said in the Mishnah. Umachzer loy aveidasai. Reuven could return Shimon's lost object. And not only that, uvemakom shenoitlin sachar, in a situation where people who return lost objects get paid, not only for their lost time, but actually where they're paid for their service, and there were areas where we would pay finders to return lost objects to encourage people to return lost objects. So now, not only could Reuven return to Shimon, who's asar bahana, the lost object, but in a situation where people get paid for returning lost object, tipol hana lehekdesh. Shimon does not pay Reuven, but rather Shimon gives the money to Hekdesh. What does that mean? Rashi says the case is, meaning, why can't Shimon give Reuven the money? Shimon's the one who can't get Hana. Reuven's allowed to get Hana from Shimon. Rashi says the case is, not only did Reuven say Shimon can't get Hana from him, Shimon said Reuven can't get Hana from him. So they both assert each other. So Shimon can't give Reuven the money. So what should Shimon do with the money? He's going to keep it? He can't keep it, because by keeping it then, he's being provided with a service that normally you have to pay for, and he's not paying. So he can't keep the money, but he can't give it to Reuven. So what does he do? Tipol hana lehekdesh. The money goes to hekdesh. That's where money goes when the person who's supposed to get it is asar b'hana. Frek de Gemara. Bishlama shoykel lo yeshiklai. I understand why if Reuven asar Shimon and hana, he could still give his machzas hashekel. Why? Mitzvah kavod. Because he's just doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah for Shimon. Shimon has a mitzvah to give a machzas hashekel, and Reuven's doing the mitzvah for him, the tnan. And it's not like you're providing him with a benefit because now he has a share in the karbanos, because he would have a share in the karbanos anyway. The tnan we learned in the Mishnah. Actually, the Masar Sasha says, the tanya we learned in a braisa. Tarmin al ha'avid. Now three times a year, we would take baskets from where all the machzas hashekel were, and we would buy karbanos tzibor. So the halacha is, they would take truma on. We would basically take the machzas hashekel from the area where they were al ha'avid, even on behalf of people whose machzas hashekel were lost, meaning they sent in their machzas hashekel and it got lost on the way, we still buy karbanos on their behalf, v'al hagavoy, or we also buy karbanos on behalf of people who we collected the machzas hashekel from them, but the money didn't get to the Beis HaMikdash yet. Or Vala Asad Ligabais. We also buy karbanos for people who we didn't even collect from. So this demonstrates that we buy karbanos for all Jews, whether they end up giving a machzis hashekel or not. So if Reuven pays Shimon's machzis hashekel, even though Shimon is not getting hanah from Reuven, Reuven's not really giving Shimon a benefit. He's doing a mitzvah, and Shimon either way would have been able to have a share in the karbanos sibur. Umachzer loy aveda seinami. Also, if you could be machzer an aveda to Shimon, because mitzvah ka'aved, you're merely doing a mitzvah. You're not giving him anything. It's his item. You're not giving him an item. It's his item. It was just lost. You're doing a mitzvah. But the question is, ela poirei aloy es choyvoy, but to pay off his debt, how could you pay off his debt if he's aser b'hana? Hakamashtar shilei. He's benefiting. How could you pay off someone's debt if that person is aser b'hana to you? So the simple answer is, who does this go like? It goes like Hanan in the Mishnah, where if a husband runs away and somebody comes and pays off the debt to the woman, then nobody has to repay him because he didn't do the husband a benefit, because paying off a debt is not a benefit. So Hamani, who is the Tana over here of this Braisa that says that you could pay off somebody's debt? Hanan, the Amar Ibeid Esma'isav. Hanan in the Mishnah says that if you pay off the debt of the husband, you lost your money because you didn't provide the husband with a benefit by paying off his debt. Here also, if even though Shimon is Asr Bahana on Reuven, Reuven could pay off his debt. That's Rabbi Yishia said the Tana of the Mishnah is Hanan. For Rava Amar, Rava said, Afilu Temer Rabbanon, you could even say it's the Rabbanon. Here, you know what we're talking about? You know why you could pay off his debt? Because it's a debt that he never had to pay. Because he borrowed it on condition that he doesn't have to pay back. What does it mean he borrowed on condition? What kind of loan is it when you borrow on condition you don't have to pay back? Basically, the guy said, here's the loan. You'll pay back whenever you want. It's not due in 30 days. It's not due in 30 years. Well, one day you'll pay me back. So it's a kind of debt that has no date of limitation. So if somebody pays off that debt, he's not really providing the debtor with a benefit, because the debtor really never had to pay back that debt. Says the Gemara, V'rava amar afilu tem rabbanon. You can even say it's rabbanon hachamaya skinan. Here, what are we talking about? Shalava almanas shalay lefraya. You borrowed the money on condition not to pay back. Says Gemara, Bishlama Rava loy amar kravoshia. I understand why Rava didn't want to say it like Ravoshia. Ravoshia said that why is someone who's asr bahana allowed to have his debt paid? It's going according to Hanan. So Rava didn't want to say like Ravoshia. Demukum la Rabbanan. He wanted to fit in this brisa even according to the Rabbanan. Ela Ravoshia, my time alone with Rava. Why didn't Ravoshia say like Rava? That is going according to everyone. And we're talking about a debt that really has no date to pay back. So even the B'nai Kaihanim Gedoilim in the Mishnah that say that paying off a debt is a value that has to be paid back, but that's only a debt that has a set time that it has to be paid by, not an endless debt. Why didn't Rav Oishia say like Rava? Amar l'cha Rav Oishia, Rav Oishia would say, come on, even though there's no date of when the debt has to be paid back, but somebody would be embarrassed not to pay back a debt. And if that debt is paid back on their behalf, they're getting a hana. Amar l'cha Rav Oishia, nihi da hana lesley, it's true, he doesn't have a hana. However, kisufa islay, kisufa mi laslay, does he not have embarrassment? Because he's embarrassed, Rashi says, from the Malveh. Therefore, if according to the Rabbanan, who say paying off, meaning the reason why Ravoshia didn't want to say like Rava is because it doesn't help to say like Rava. Because even if you say it's a debt that doesn't have a set date, nevertheless, you're still providing the person with a benefit in the world of the Rabbanan. Namely, you're saving the person from embarrassment. Therefore, you have to say it's going according to Hanan, who holds that saving somebody, paying off someone's debt, is not considered a tangible benefit. Now, the Gemara says, Hasam nami, there also, isle hana, you have hana, bahi hana, with that hana, demichsif mine, that you're embarrassed from him. Which seems like just a repetition of what the Gemara just said. And that's why Rashi does not have this gersa. And the Ran in Nedarim doesn't have this gersa. However, the Bach has a gersa lishna achrina hasam nami islay hana bahi hana demichsef mine. So, what would if it's a lishna achrina? What's the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? So, the Maharav Rabbi Tzalo Ransberg on the side of the Gemara says the nafkamina is according to lishna kama, saving someone from embarrassment is not a hana. So what is it? What would the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon would say that even though saving from embarrassment is hana, but now he would definitely pay back the debt. So since he would definitely pay back the debt, and I'm paying it, that's the hana. The lishna achrina is no. Saving from embarrassment is the hana. You hear it's a very subtle difference if you're a goyis lishna achrina. The first lashon would say that you saving me from embarrassment, that's not the hana. But the fact that I'm embarrassed means I would pay back. So if you pay back for me, I'm getting a hana because I would have been forced to pay back. The second lashon says, no, the fact that you saved me from hana, from embarrassment, that alone is a benefit. Is it that being spared from embarrassment would make the guy pay, and therefore you saving me from paying is the hana? Or the fact that you just saved me from embarrassment, that alone is a hana? Rabbi Isai, that is Daf Kuf Ches Amad Aleph. Tomorrow, Kuf Ches Amad Beis, regular time. Have a great night. Kol Tov, Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.